Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
There are lots of ways to get active. Lots of different ways. No matter how we choose to move, we can all agree moving more feels good, especially when we move together. Go for a walk, sneak in a stretch, conquer a healthy challenge, or grab a buddy to make exercise more fun. However you move, just make sure you're active every day. The more you move, the more energy you'll have to tackle the rest of your day. Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Markets were pretty active across the board in all the different asset classes, but the livestock futures were up. We were up 90 in the November feeder cattle, 178.62. Got about a week next Thursday till the November feeder cattle expire. Currently, the index is 176.30, and the November futures are 178.62, so that's indicating that the index will likely come up over the next 7 days. The January feeders, the next month, up 205 at 181.70. March is up $2 at 183.80. This time of year, of course, we're all watching the March, April, May feeder cattle futures. They're near the highest levels they've been in about 2 months. Back in the middle of October, they're just above 184. So we're almost back to those highs. If we can break through that, there's a gap in the March just above 190 target. So that's another $8 higher as a target just due to the gap. People that trade those gaps, it's up there. Live cattle up $1.50 at $153.07 in December, 87 higher in February at $155.02. April's up 72 at $158.50. Now, lean hogs were lower today. They were down about 30 to 40. Big outside moves today we'll talk about in a second, but the stock market, the U.S. dollar, crude oil, the grains, et cetera, all made big move following the election results on Tuesday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, almost. Stockyard City Main Street invites you for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade coming up on Saturday, December the 3rd. The festivities kick off at 10 a.m. with the Longhorns leading the parade. Also included will be equestrian groups, marching bands, antique cars, and of course, the famous Cowboy Santa. Following the parade, you can even get your picture made with Cowboy Santa. So come see us in the stockyards December the 3rd for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade.
Today's grain futures were lower across the board. We had corn about 6 to 11 lower. The soybean market 29 lower. Chicago wheat 1 to 3 lower. Kansas City wheat 5 lower or so. July of next year down 5 and 3 quarters at 9.11. But the big move was in the bean market. Kind of a surprise there. But today, these outside factors such as the U.S. dollar, it's currently down over 200, which you're thinking if that goes down that significantly, then commodities should be higher. But the December dollar is at 108.10, down 236 currently. Again, a really big move. The Dow Jones currently up about 1,100. So big moves there. We had a CPI number this morning that was lower than expected. Still high number, 7.7% year over year. And following that initial news right at 7:30 this morning, the stock market just shot up and led to where we are now. The cotton futures today, you would think they would also be higher, but they weren't. They kind of just hanging out right here. December down 12 at 86.38. March down 17 at 84.56. Yesterday, the cotton was actually one of the big surprises in that report when they upped the production to 14.03 million bales of cotton. It was last month, it was 13.8. So kind of a surprise increase on the cotton, but it didn't sell off today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.